All right, Tom, like a lot of our listeners, I am a user of mass transportation, New York City subway twice a day, New Jersey Transit twice a day. Come Monday, I'll be hopping on a United Airlines flight. I don't even know when to mask. I just kind of walk in and kind of read the room whether I have to mask or not mask. Liliana Byington, Bloomberg government transportation reporter, she joins us here. So some big moves from the courts yesterday, Liliana, about mask mandates. What do we know and how is this thing evolving?
Right. On Monday, surprise ruling came down with a Trump-appointed federal judge striking down the federal mask mandate on Monday. And so that quickly led to some confusion on what that meant for the mask mandate. But we saw that the TSA is going to stop enforcing it. So that leaves it up to the train, the plane, the airport that you're going to, whether they require masks. So it's a little confusing since there are some
a little.
So Liliana, I think as I prepare again for my little trip on Monday, I don't have to wear it on the plane, but I have to wear it in the airport. Is that right?
It depends on the airport you're in right
now.
Yeah. So almost all the major airlines dropped there. So while you're on the plane, that's optional. But there are some airports right now that still require it and some that don't. And if you're getting on the subway, there's some public transportation like in New York City that are still requiring it and some that aren't.
In your coverage, are they feverishly debating this in the politics of this debate? Are they looking, is the MTA saying, you know, MTA, Chicago, MTA, Boston, whatever. Are they looking at science, politics, polling, tea leaves, the Red Sox batting average? What matters?
I think it's a little bit of everything right now. I think that there has been a lot of back and forth on this type of thing when it comes to masks and decisions around the pandemic. So there's a lot of whiplash happening, and I think that agencies want to make decisions that kind of last so that they're not reversing policy decisions after they're making them, confusing passengers that are getting on these forms of transportation. So I think that's what's going into a lot of this, as well as, you know, politics always has a play in whether or not these masks stay on, since it's been a largely political issue.
So Liliana, I guess what we heard on Monday was from the courts. Don't I want to hear from the scientists about whether I need to wear a mask or not? Shouldn't we be waiting for the CDC to give the green light to drop the mask?
Right. So the CDC, you know, had just extended the mask mandate before the court decided this. So it was already, you know, the CDC was already saying we still need time to consider whether the next steps are to remove it or what's next. So they, you know, now is the question is whether or not the administration decides to appeal this. And they, you know, keep punting around that decision. The Justice Department said just yesterday that they're waiting to see, you know, what the CDC says.
Liliana, one final question. Are you using your parents' Netflix account or do you have your own account?
You know what? I do use my brother's, but I don't
there
know.
There we go.
Publicly.
Ergo the problem at Netflix.
Liliana, it just broke down to a new low because you said that on air. Liliana Byington into her brother. Thank you so much. What a sport. I love it.
Yep.
Bloomberg government transportation reporter.